This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2 of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It gives you an overview of who we are as a ministry. You can also jump over to Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And again, going back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, those two pages interact one with another. Folks, thank you for making us the number one radio show on GCN. We appreciate it. And in saying all that, if you'd like to call in at any time during the second hour, that phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about deal with the warmongers, and I'm laying to your candor headlines just over the last week in the United States of America. And I'm asking you right now, who is it that's attacking you? Your representatives are. I want to give you a couple more headlines, and you're going to understand as to what I'm sharing with you in an overview of, again, just last week in the United States of America headlines across the boards, folks. Okay. During the first hour, we talked about how the Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. Judge tells states they must take in Syrian refugees. See, folks, this is what I'm talking about when I say either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Which one is it that you're choosing? Because either if you obey God and you keep his commandments because you will love him enough to obey him. Remember it says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. That's in 1 John 2. But if you go over to John 14 verse 21, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and I will manifest myself unto him. Notice the word commandments are not suggestions in any sense of the word. Again, commandments given by God are not suggestions. And for some reason or another in America, they think that when God said something, well, they have the option of, well, maybe I'll do this when I get around to it, or whatever the case is. You may want to look at this. You may want to look at the threatenings of Scripture, friends, and I'm not talking about in the Old Testament. You might want to look at the New Testament, because you see the threatenings of Scripture constantly concerning those that refuse to obey God's commandments. And furthermore, it tells us in the Exodus 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, you better walk out your profession, because if not, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, it states. And furthermore, before we get back to the headlines, commandment defined out in Webster's 1828, it means this. Listen, America, a command. A commandment is a command, a mandate, an order or injunction given by authority, God's authority. And it's interesting when you go to Webster's 1828 and you look at their definitions, it's always, folks, allied with Scripture. You know what it says right after that? It says authority, charge, and precept. Precept is what God entrusted you to walk out because you profess that you know his Son. Okay, it says, why do you transgress the commandment of God? Matthew 15, that's the first thing it brings up right after the definition. Then the second definition is I'm sorry, the second way that they used the definition of the word commandment in the word commandments in its definition in living colors is this is the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22. And then to love your neighbor as thyself, that's the second. And then he brings about John 13, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. And love does not withhold the truth. It tells the truth. Nowhere can you see Jesus guilty of anything. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He was perfect. He was without spot. He's the perfect Lamb of God. And we are washed in his blood, and I thank God for it. The precious blood of the Lamb, without spot or blemish. Amen. But look at the word commandment. It's a command, a mandate. And it's all linked in, allied with Scripture. Of course it is. I remember I had a guy in a church that I was preaching at one time. He said, he just came back with something. He was trying to justify himself. He was under the conviction of the Holy Ghost, John 16. And he said, well, you know, the Lord asked me. And he was talking about obedience. You know, when you hear people say, well, the Lord said, the Lord had told me, you know, this is what I was to do. And the Lord said again, would you do this? You know, the only time you see in Scripture Jesus asking anything, for the most part, is to see men's faith. Where is your faith? Oh, you of little faith. You know, come out on the water, so on and so forth. Folks, I can give you a 100 references to what I'm talking about right now. And you can see where Jesus made the distinction when people thought they had the faith, how he would turn and say, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven with me. Yep, and many said this is a hard saying in John 6, and they walked with him no more, right? See, they don't understand the cross. But my point is this, friends. When you look at when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he said, follow me. And those that were looking for, well, you know, I'll be a follower of yours. And Jesus would always turn around and throw the cross on them. He would say, hey, you know, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Or what about the guy that said he wanted to go bury his father and then he would come follow Jesus? Jesus said to him, hey, let the dead bury the dead. And remember when his mother and his brother came up to him, they wanted to talk to Jesus, and they approached one of the apostles to get Jesus' attention. And what did Jesus say? He said, who are my mother and my brothers? Those that hear the word of God and do it. You know, remember the one guy that said, you know what, blessed are the paths that thou hast sucked. Jesus even turned and rebuked that individual and said, hey, wait, better than that is those that hear the word of God and do it. Those are the ones that are blessed. I mean, I think of the excuses that men bring forward to Christ. And I'll tell you what, they're not going to work. And then you wonder why the condemnation is there. You want to create a Jesus and a Christianity that fits your lifestyle rather than you coming to terms and meeting him on his prerequisites and on his commands. And I see it, friends. I see it all of the time in this country. I see it all of the time. Very far, needles in haystacks. Hey, folks, the hen that has teeth, they're hard to find. But they're needles in the haystack. Oh, there's so many out there. They love the Lord. But when it comes time to obey and leave what they're doing and following the Christ like the apostles did, not all of them except one, right? But isn't it interesting? They would just leave their nets like John and James and Peter and Andrew. Hey, folks, I can go down the list. They just up and left. Matthew, he up and left and he followed the Christ. That is so hard to find in this country. If anything is scary, friends, it's probably that. But it's to them, and it falls to them, and they wonder why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders, they believe. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and expose the country to danger. He said it works the same way in any country. Hermann Göring, mass murder under Adolf Hitler. Same method, nothing new under the sun, friends. Deal with the warmongers, friends. Who are they? The American politicians. You're seeing history repeating itself today. And why is that? Because, America, you have failed to learn from history. Let me go on here. It gets better. I mean, it really honestly does. And I'm talking about just shame. It's shameful what the American people have tolerated in this country, friends. It's shameful. Hillary Clinton, repeat offender. Everybody knows she belongs in prison, but the American people, because they get a kick out of it, they're entertained. I mean, they believe for some reason, you know, it's like the National Inquiry minds want to know. I mean, they act as if they don't believe what's being said. They hold to truth and unrighteousness, but yet they know within their heart that it's true. She's a criminal. Did you know that Hillary Clinton named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as a favorite world leader? For those that don't know who Angela is, friends, keep in mind Angela Merkel is for the one responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. And furthermore, also keep in mind that Angela Merkel was, I don't know how she did it, she was Times, I believe, the Woman of the Year. 2015. How did she do that? Folks, you want to see Adolf Hitler's sister? Go ahead and take a look. I'm sorry. Folks, they are gender neutral now. They're going along with the system of trying to take away a man and making distinction between the man and the woman. She, Angela Merkel, Chancellor of the free world, as her country's being plundered, as she smacks her flag, and she says that Germany belongs to Islam, she in America, like Adolf Hitler, like Joseph Stalin, like Khomeini. Folks, I can go down the list of mass murderers that have been men of the year or person of the year on Time magazine. But Angela Merkel, who we're talking about right now, she was the person of the year. According to Time magazine, she's the one that is subjecting the people of that prospective country to those that mean to destroy them. And for some reason or another, Hillary loves her. Of course she does. She also admires Margaret Sanger. And you know who Margaret Sanger is? She's the founder of Planned Parenthood. In America, you can denounce it all you want with your mouth, but keep in mind what Margaret Sanger brought forth is still being brought forth on a daily basis in this country. 3,000 to 4,000 babies being murdered because the American people, again, living out what they say they don't believe. Remember, Margaret Sanger's the one, and she's admired by Hillary Clinton, too. She said it, I didn't. Keep in mind, she said that the most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. And let me just say this. In America, you feel like it's okay to go to sleep at night knowing this? When God hates hands that shed innocent blood? This is a different topic, but it so agitates me and irritates me. It's so offensive to me. I can't even believe. I almost sometimes feel that I live in a world of fools. I mean, if someone was to come to Hillary Clinton's home, and let's say Chelsea had a baby and wanted to decapitate it, and to tear its limbs off and to sell its body parts to anybody or the highest bidder, what do you suppose old Hillary and Billy would do? Oh, they would have the authorities deal with that individual that meant harm to their child. But America, it's okay to harm yours. As long as they're getting paid for it. And the Supreme Court injustices that you have tolerated for years in this country, they agree with it. And so do the Republicans, and so do the Democrats, folks. Who's attacking you? And I got to ask you the question, in all sincerity. Who's the criminal here? The one that commits the crime, or the one that allows the person to commit the crime? Because in God's eyes, it's the person that allows them to commit the crime without consequence, without bringing forth the enforcement of law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. You are the guilty party, America. You are the guilty party. I love you enough to tell you, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This isn't a game. You're living it out. This is a reality. It totally is. We go to sleep at night, America, and this is what's happening in our country. There's something wrong. Our consciences have been seared, as the way that it shares with us in Scripture, that our consciences are seared. And how do you do that? You have to do that. It's not like someone's doing it for you, friends. You are allowing that to happen, and you are helping it along. And I'm pulling up right now, for as fast as this goes. It's in 1 Timothy 4. And it's exactly what we see in this country. A seared conscience. Oh, my gosh. 1 Timothy 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. It's not a game. This is a reality. And folks, like the Bible, I just read it this morning. I read the book of James. It's interesting that the life is but a vapor. Before we know it, we're going to be standing before our judge, our creator. And I'm let me tell you this. On my end, I deserve everything I've got coming from God. I deserve everything I've got coming. Regardless if I end up where I don't want to go, hey friends, I deserve it. But by the grace of God, if I end up there, it's because of His mercy and His grace. But in the process, I'm occupying and I'm fighting the good fight of faith against those that mean to harm the children. That's why I've taken so much time over the last 20 years of my life to fight for our posterity. That's why I do what I do. That's what I do, and that's why I do what I do. Because I want to please my Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. I don't want to displease Him. I'm not here to be a people pleaser. Read Galatians 1 when you get a moment. I'm here to see Him live out what He desires to live out through those that profess His name. I mean, can you imagine the man that sold out to the Most High God, what God will do? When Jesus Himself said, just think about this, It tells us in the Old Testament, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. He also says that he looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he would show himself strong on their behalf. Now, just think about that. That's Old Testament. Now, going into the New Testament, which is part one, now going to part two, which is the fulfillment, part one, Old Testament, part two, New Testament, the fulfillment through Christ, right? Now, just think about this. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. There's no excuse. Because what he did through the Christ, Jesus told his disciples, you're going to do more than I did. And it's interesting because when you look at the end of the book of John, he said that John wrote in his epistle that, listen, had all the books been written, they could not contain the miracles that Jesus performed. We serve a big God here, friends. And I want to tell you what my life has been since I've been saved over the last 20 years is to prove the God of Israel. He said, prove me now in this. I want to know who he is. I don't want to know who he is when I get there. I want to know who he is while I'm here. Because I have that right given unto me through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of the promises. And the promises are greater, not lesser. Just think about that one. There's a seed. There's some good seed right there. Folks, talking about deal with the warmongers, American politicians. By the way, our forefathers dealt with the warmongers. Read the Declaration of Independence. Again, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a corrupt system that would not be ruled by God. Let's go back to some of the headlines. I just named that Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel a Times Person of the Year in America. You're being sold out all across the boards, America. Angela Merkel is her favorite world leader. Now, keep in mind again, Angela is in the present, responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. If you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the article is called Deal with the Warmongers, American Politicians. The audio and video is there for you to see her do this. I never bring on the show what I think or what I heard. I got to know, and I got to touch, taste, and feel. Okay? That's just how it goes. I'm sorry, smell. In this situation, it stinks bad. Another headline, Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi Empire. Let me give you a little history for those Saturday listeners. Friends, did you know that Adolf Hitler had mercenaries called Muslims that he used to kill political dissidents within, pay attention to what I'm telling you right now, within and without. He used and he paid Muslim Islam, folks, Islam again, he used Muslims to do his killing for him. You better bet your bottom dollar history's being repeating itself. And by the way, when you talk about the New World Order, nobody called for a New World Order more than George Bush Sr. And as you know, friends, his daddy was Prescott Bush. He was financing illegally Hitler's war, killing off 405,399 of our men and women. And yet he was at home advocating what the Third Reich was attempting to do by establishing a new world order. Let's get our game on here, America.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. During the break, you know, I've been bringing this up so often, and what I like to do is I always like to solidify and clarify my points in which I'm making here. So what I did is I just went over to George Bush's grandfather. Of course, we're talking about the son of George Bush Sr., who called forth a New World Order over 200 times in the face of the American people back in the 90s. He wasn't shy to do so, friends. He did it. And he said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? They are the ones responsible for creating the chaos. George Bush is, so what I did is during the break is I just went on and I just popped in Prescott Bush. That's all I put in. Okay. And the first thing that popped up was how Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power. This is all over the internet. How is it that you Republicans have been caught up into the little dog and pony show, the little game being played between the Democrats and the Republicans, again, as if to suggest that we have more than one constitution? Read it. We have one, not 15. Right? How is it that you've allowed these Republicans to hide undercover? Because it's not hard to find. How Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power. Just think about it. You that are listening to me now, when I ask Tea Partiers across the country how many people in this room have had grandpas, grandmas, fathers, mothers, dads, moms, brothers, sisters, friends, cousins, whatever the case might be, that have served in our military, easily 85 to 90% of the hands go up in the room. Just think about this. So what they were, during World War II, it was said that there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. That was the price paid to give us the freedoms that we have through their sacrifice. They were called the greatest generation, and rightly so in many ways, right? But just think about this. While they were fighting and dying, fighting against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, George Bush, his family, was actually helping Hitler's rise to power here in the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, helped Hitler's rise to power. Do you see the method in which Adolf Hitler used? Do you not see the comparison between Germany in the 30s and America today, friends? Because it's almost identical. Almost identical, friends. But when you do want to know what the truth is, because I don't want to sit here and try to peel your eyes open for you or your ears open for you. You can do your own due diligence. It's not hard to find. It's happening right in the light of day. You can see this happening. But just do a Google search on Prescott Bush, and you'll find out what I'm telling you is right on the money. And again, if you look at the fruit of the Bushes, folks, hey, man, they're voting for Hillary, right? They're all for homosexual folks. They say one thing. They do the opposite. They condemn it in the North, and they promote it in the South. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. And America, you're eating the pill. Going on, talking about deal with the warmongers, American politicians. And I want to tell you something. By the Spirit of God, it's amazing how I'm always led to come back to this one point. And I want to tell you why. Because Ecclesiastes, the preacher, his name was King Solomon. It's interesting. He said, there's nothing new under the sun. I don't care if it's authoritarian government. I don't care if it's totalitarian government. I don't care what kind of government they call it. They're all dictators and they're all children of the devil. End of story. Read John 10:10. They all come to steal. They all come to kill and they all come to destroy. They act just like their father, the devil. Every single one of them. So you name them whatever you want to name them, but when you judge them by their fruit, is that of Christ or is it not? Read John 15 or not John 8:44. Okay? But we're talking about, friends, deal with the warmongers. Who are they? American politicians. In America, you need to understand these people think a different way than you think. These people believe that they are literally above the law. You know that, right? Because they act accordingly, don't they? I mean, we see this from James Comey from the FBI. We see this from the CIA. We see this from these bureaucracies that have been created. Now we see this from the DHS. We see this from the foreign agent in the White House. And going back to just September 11th, we can see all these agencies that are being used against Americans. Against Americans. Not against your enemies, but against you, America. George Soros said just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that America is the only obstacle left concerning a new world order. You're a problem for their establishment, friends. That's why they are tearing you down. And furthermore, what's sad about it is, America, you're letting them do it. Do not disarm, America. Do not disarm. I'm getting to that in just a moment. Thank you, Lord. Yep, line upon line, precept upon precept. Talking about headlines across the United States of America. Muslims and Germans are working together to revive the Nazi Empire. Folks, this is just history. Simple to see. And again, as I shared with you during the last segment, Muslims are being used by the Germans under Adolf Hitler as mercenaries to do their killing. Now, just keep in mind that I just told you that because I'm coming up to something. Next headline across America, just this last week, Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, criminal, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. Now, folks, again, keep in mind, Muslims are afforded asylum in the United States of America. If they assimilate, not to destroy and to plunder, but keep in mind, the Muslims are coming into America saying that they are above the law in America. No, they are not. And many of them are finding out the hard way that Americans are not going to roll over in front of them and cowtail to their dictates. Hey, folks, and to those Muslims that might be listening to me, listen, if your God is God, then why don't you just stay where you came from? I want to tell you why you came here, because he's not. You wanted to see who God was. He is the God of Moses. He's the God of Israel. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestows upon his church the Holy Ghost, which you have no idea who that is. And the reason is because you close your eyes so tightly that you want to live according to the flesh rather than according to the Spirit. Let me tell you, it's time for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because the hell that I warn you of in so many different ways, friends, I want you to keep in mind that's secondary to the God that I'm warning you concerning His wrath. Because if you think God is a God that needs or that is to be played with, you might want to wake up and read Scripture from the very beginning to the very end. That hell Muslims that I'm talking about, that belongs to you too. That belongs to every single one of us if we fail to repent. We preach the fear of God here, not the fear of consequence. Your sin is before a holy God, a just God. Acts 20, verse 21, and also read Luke 12, 4 when you get a moment. We're not to fear them that can kill the body and can do no more. We're to fear Him who can kill the body and cast the soul into hell. That's the consequence, friends. I fear God because He's a loving God. I'm thankful for His sacrifice given through His Son, Jesus Christ. And in many ways, I can parallel that to those that have given me what I've got today in the natural. Our veterans. And when you go and like in 2 Corinthians 5:15, you can like that in the natural and in the spiritual. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother, first in the spiritual, then in the natural. And by the way, I live for them both. First and foremost, the Christ, the captain of my salvation. I would do nothing within my power or the dispensation that's been bestowed upon me by the Holy Ghost to disgrace that. And I don't ever want, I want more grace to keep His commandments better, and I ask for that all of the time. I want the world to see Christ. They don't need to see another man fail the test. But Bill de Blasio, friends, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim parade day. What a slap in the face to all those people that were murdered when the two towers fell. Man, and look at the history there. Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, you know that, right? And then he blamed it on his political opposition, and then he stirred the people up in Germany to go after the Poles. Isn't that what he did? Yeah. Boy, man, there's a lot of similarities there, isn't there? Just food for thought. I mean, just think about this. Let's just say if that was the case, the two towers fall. Next thing we know, all these bureaucracies are created through something called the Patriot Act, which is an act of tyranny. It's unconstitutional. Then they create something called DHS, Adolf Hitler, Department of Homeland Security. Adolf Hitler had something called Fatherland Security. And then he began to tear away at the Constitution of Germany, which took him 6 years. And what have they been doing here in America? Who wants to fundamentally transform your country? That's exactly right. Look at the similarities. Oh! Could that be happening here? Hey, America, in your pride, let me tell you something. You're going to be taken in it if you don't wake up. You're going to be taken in your pride, America, let me tell you. To suggest that that couldn't happen here, you better wake up and smell the coffee, because you are the ones that are under attack by these warmongers, and who has been attacking you more than American politicians since September 11th? Nobody. Nobody has. And to prove the point, that's all I'm doing is laying to your candor, friends. Laying to your candor. The headlines in America just over the last week and a half. Here's another one for you. Coming to an elementary school near you, you can watch the video. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Courtesy of Common Core, they're going to start to teach kids not only the five pillars of Islam in public schools, which it's just beginning right now, America. You can't stop it. You still have the freedom to right the wrongs. They're going to show kids doll beheadings. Now, isn't that interesting? Because when we do high school assemblies, those that advocate abortion, they don't want the kids to see that. They don't want the young people in this country to see infanticide or abortion. But for some reason or another, it's okay now to teach in elementary schools through Common Core, which is created by a bureaucracy, not educators. Furthermore, they have no business there. It's a violation of Article 10, Bill of Rights, right? I'm sorry, the 10th Amendment. Doll beheadings. I guess it's okay to advocate doll beheadings. Teach the kid young. I mean, after all, you have a representation in this country, you call them representatives, friends, that know that babies are being murdered in the womb and their bodies are being dissected and sold off, but they didn't stop funding illegally with your tax dollars, friends. The funding of Planned Parenthood, folks, that's all illegal. So you're a partaker of the crimes and accomplice if you don't stop it. But your senators and your congressmen and your representatives, they know all the well, but they didn't stop it. So, friends, now they're going to start teaching kids in elementary doll beheadings. You can watch the video, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Okay, welcome back. Again, hour two, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just giving you headlines across the United States of America. And by the way, Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. The BLM is a domestic terrorist agency. Interesting how that happens, isn't it? Folks are slowly waking up as to who's doing the attacking here. Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, the BLM, is a domestic terrorist agency. Man, a whole lot of people violating their oath, isn't it? But it reminds me of those in Germany when they killed off all their people. They were trying to excuse themselves by saying that they were just doing their job by killing innocent people. Just doing their job as they were doing what Adolf Hitler told them to do. Wow. Bunch of chameleons, worst of men, little devils, minions, useful idiots is what they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, we're talking about right now. Deal with the warmongers, America. I'm asking you the question, 1-866-582, last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Who are the warmongers? The American politicians are the ones attacking you, America. They're the ones working for special interest groups that are foreign to your Constitution, that are tearing down your laws and fundamentally being used to transform America because the price was right. They sold out to the highest bidder. And that's exactly what this is about, America. A bunch of Judases. Has anybody ever taken the time to see what, after Judas realized what he just did? He betrayed innocent blood. It was too late for him because he was appointed by God to be the son of perdition, destruction anyways. But does anybody take the time, or has anybody taken the time to know how Judas actually ended his own story? He actually hung himself, and the Bible tells us his innards gushed out. And Jesus said it was better for that man never to be born. Hey, folks, we got a whole lot of traitors going on in our governments. No question. Well, you should see some of the posts. People are awake. But it's one thing to be awake and to respond than just to be awake and not respond. Hey, folks, these people in these bureaucracies are scared to death. You're going to figure this out. My message is before your God, first and foremost. Talking about headlines across the board, got to finish this up before the end of the segment. Hillary Clinton's solution for terror attacks. I want you to listen to this. 2 + 2 = 4, America. Hillary Clinton's solution, like that of the criminal in the White House, by the way, wanted to let you know there's some good judges out there doing their job, but don't rest in good judges. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Federal judge just overturned Obama, the gun salesman of the decade, his unconstitutional gun ban. That's some good news. So you got people responding. America, whenever you stand up and fight and do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, without fail, God always brings forth results every single time. But taking it to what I'm, you know, highlighting here, it's interesting who's doing the attacking here. Hillary Clinton's solution for terror attacks in America is to take away the guns of the American people before those that mean to slaughter them. Now, you tell me, America, who the warmongers are. You tell me who they're working for. I just want somebody to tell me. Because I'm going to play stupid like the conservatives in the professed church and act as if it's not really happening. As if it really couldn't happen in our country. Oh, it is. It's happening. It really is happening. Hey, let me bring you to October of 2015 really quick. I just want to go back that far just to make another strong point. Governor Mark Dayton voted worst senator in the United States of the history of America. That's a fact. I mean, you want to talk about a George Soros useful idiot, folks. This is one of them right here in Minnesota. He said to the people of Minnesota that said that they did not want the Muslims coming into their prospective towns. Did you know that he said if you don't like immigrants, get out of Minnesota? Hey, folks, they're afforded asylum when they assimilate. That means they subject to the laws of the lands. Okay? But if they want to come in and overthrow, hey, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. It's called exportation. Send them back to where they came from. And by the way, anybody with a civil head on their shoulders, that's what they're all saying. But of course, the state-controlled media wants to say, it's a hate, it's racism. Don't, hey, folks, don't fall for that garbage. Stand up and be a hater, according to them. Love your country enough to tell the truth and do the right thing. So again, friends, who are the terrorists? The governor said, if you don't like immigrants, get out of Minnesota. Who are they working for, America? Who are these useful idiots working for? I mean, line this up with former British Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence. He's dead now, by the way. They conveniently got rid of him, too. But he said, the truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And by the way, you can go to the Middle East, and they'll tell you the same thing. It was all created. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only to drive TV watchers, shut the television off, and read your word and the Constitution. The TV watchers to accept a unified international global New World Order leadership for a war against terrorism. And guess who the terrorists are? Anybody that stands against the New World Order. The country behind this, said Robin Cook, is the United States of America. They've been doing this and they've been working at this for a long, long time. And as our friend that called in from New Mexico, isn't it interesting, he brought up the military industrial complex. Bingo. Bingo. And now, folks, people are afraid that the UN is raising up armies to use against America. Who's funding the United Nations? You are, America. So who's attacking you? Who are the warmongers? Those that you call your representatives. Not in every given case, folks, but a good portion of them. And the fact of the matter is you can have it all back if you love God and your country enough. And secondly, your brothers and your sisters, right? Now, Americans all the well know the President administration has done everything in its power to aid, to abet, and to fund America's enemies, both within and without. This is treason, friends, because the devil is found in the details, and they're not hard to find. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Now, I want to go to Saul Alinsky. Hillary Ann's both, many of these representatives are disciples of Saul Alinsky. But I want you to listen to what he said. He said, any revolutionary change must be preceded by passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude towards change among the mass of our people. In other words, go to sleep. Entertain them out of their freedoms. He goes on, they must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. Wow. Does that sound familiar? Furthermore, Hillary Clinton, again, also a Saul Alinsky disciple of the devil, literally he accredited Satan, Lucifer, was exposed recently by WikiLeaks email dump that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. Well, are not these the enemies of America that are funding Hillary Clinton's foundation? Why, of course. Of course they are. Hillary went on and said that terrorism, she said, is not a threat to the United States of America. Boy, it's a convenient ploy to use terrorism at will to control the people with the use of fear. See, because if they can keep pushing fear on you, they can keep through their method, change, bringing change through by tearing down laws and establishing policies against you. And that's exactly what they're doing. Furthermore, we just found that last week, Hillary wants to drone strike all of those that would oppose her, dissidents, and those that would expose her. She wants to drone strike all dissidents and whistleblowers. Well, this explains why our commanders, our generals, many in the military are dying off now. Overseas, of course, so they can cover it up from there to here, right? Read Leviticus 26:17 when you get a moment. And recently, the governor in Iowa said there's no major, he said that there are, I'm sorry, major Islamic terrorists that are living in every state that can strike any day. Ooh. Stay armed, America. This governor in Iowa said he received his information from the FBI. By the way, the FBI, who has a long history of protecting the likes of Clintons, who are being funded by these foreign agents. And furthermore, FBI Director James Comey said, listen, James Comey just said, headline across the board in America, James Comey, the head of the FBI, the FBI director said that defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. Who's the enemy, America? These are headlines. Who's the real threat to your freedoms, America? Defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. Keep in mind, the good guys in FBI are talking about revolt right now. And rightly so. This is at the top, and it's going across the top to the bottom, and you're going to eat the pill sooner or later. And don't forget about Barack Hussein Obama, who wants to rush in 185,000 more Muslims into America by 2017. Why? Because they're using them to destroy. One more point. What of Paul Ryan, who handed everything over to the foreign agent in the People's White House on his first legislative act, who's, hey, folks, who is actually bumping the stump for none other than Donald Trump right now. Paul Ryan, $1.1 trillion, giving everything over to Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, his first legislative act was a complete and total sellout of the America as we know it. Read Deuteronomy 28:36-43. Love you. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.